1,000 something. He said he has specially consecrated it. And people are rushing to buy it. There's a brother that left this church and has set up his own church now somewhere at Ajawe State or Wapoloko. They say his own 3,000 naira. From this church, he was here. He had all we have been. But it's better for him. He's more honorable than those who are here doing it. I have more respect for him. At least he let us know, say, I don't agree with you now. And he come out to go. That is an honorable brother. I have a lot of respect for such a person. He has gone to join those that he belong. But you will sit down here, they do him. Now you, your own, now you be the real problem. Now you be devil, go. 3,000 naira. Anybody who does that is a Judas anointing. That will sell oil. Sell anything at all. Sell handkerchief. Sell anointing oil. Oh, I'm going to the mountain to pray for you, sister. Bring 5,000 naira. Use it to buy oil. Which oil are you going to go buy for 5,000 naira? It's the same thing. Anybody that is selling the grace of God is the same spirit that was Judas that sold Jesus Christ. It's the same thing. The same thing. No controversy. The same thing. 11 disciples were there and calling Jesus Christ from their heart, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. One of them was seeing source of money. Source of money. This man. So there one woman brought alabaster oil, expensive oil, and was washing the feet of everywhere, perfuming everywhere. Judas, instead of looking at the meaning of what that person was doing, he was calculating the cost. Joy. Everything Judas saw in that ministry was money. That is why immediately he went there. He schemed to be the treasurer. The bag of money was always with him. Because that's the area he's interested in. I see one interesting thing, church. 70 disciples. When Jesus became hard, they all left. And left 12 people. This ministry, so many gifted brethren have come here. Because of what we teach here, they have to leave and go. But there was one of those 12 that still remained. And Peter, Jesus turned and looked at them. Would you also go? He was among those that said, Master, where shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Judas also said it. Why? Because it is easier for him to stay here and make it than to go out and be on his own. It's a Judas spirit. If not, you are gifted. Go and start your own now. We enter agreement for you to stay here. If you leave, we will fight. You are a Judas. 70 left. I'm sure more than 70 have come and left this church. They have their churches everywhere. Don't mind the house. Don't mind. He's deceiving you. Now lie. They told you. Now lie. Now lie. Now lie. All of us are in trouble with the church. Now lie. Now lie. Now lie. Now lie. It's honorable. At least he not stay here. They talk. May you follow go now. Pastor Moses. Now you open my eye to see this message. Now here. God told me now here I did. Now lie. If God told you that this is your ministry, God will allow you to follow what we are teaching here, because two cannot work together except they be agreed. So lie. So study. Praise the Lord. I want you to note, we see from Romans 1:11 that gift can be imparted. Yes. Because I say, be careful on who lay hand on you. Does not mean that you should not allow anybody at all lay hand on you.
But I say, I identify who should lay hand on you, which ministry should lay hand on you. And I'm not saying that in this church, you should select who should lay hand on you. Because I want you to have confidence on the leadership of this church. That whosoever we present to you to minister to you, we have confirmed the grace of God upon them. And that's why to identify them, for those who don't know, when they're in the church, they're always with a tag. That tag enables you to know, these are the ones we have confidence in, we have approved, we have confirmed. Anybody that comes to you without tag, now suspect to. Now suspect to. All our own, men or women, then they wear tag. Tell your neighbor, you hear what the pastor talk? If you come church, tell your neighbor, if you come church, the person know we attack, they give you revelation. Hold and say, wait. Wait, brother, wait. Call any of the ones where you know. Brother, stand up here, make you, I don't know them, that's why. Brother, no vex, so because you know, say, I don't know you. I just one person where I know, make you they hear you as you they talk. You have not seen. If you say, why should you call somebody here? Now suspect, no release ammo, call security. Are you Phineas? Call security, say, I suspect this man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So gifts can be imparted. Apostle Paul there said that I may impart some spiritual gifts upon you. It can be imparted. He imparted it on Timothy by laying hand on him. Praise the Lord. By he confirmed it. When he laid hand on Timothy, something happened that day. That's what he's saying here. When he laid hand on Timothy, there was an anointing that was released. And that is why he keeps making reference. Don't neglect the gift that was on you, that was confirmed by the laying on of the hand. It's making him to remember. Remember the day we lay hand on you and something began to happen. So, gift can be imparted. A gift can also be revived. Like we saw in Acts chapter 4, if you read it from verse 23, those disciples went and revived themselves again. Because they were being weighed down by persecutions, by frustrations from the Pharisees and Sadducees. But they came together and prayed. And the gift, the Lord released a fresh anointing. They were revived. Like we saw in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, the gift can be stirred up. You can stir up that gift. And the gift that you have lost can also be restored. Because you can never lose it forever. Why? Because Romans chapter 11 verse 29, it says the gift and calling of God is without repentance. When he gives you a gift, he does not take it back. So, whether it is an occultic person that manipulated your gift, or out of negligence your gift has become dormant, that gift can be restored. And that is what we achieve during the baptism of the Holy Ghost program we hold here. We lay hand on you, we minister to you, and that grace comes back. All of a sudden, what you lost will begin to flow again. I know so many of you that have testified to me that a gift you lost, when you entered water baptism, and you came out, you said it began to function again. Two Tuesdays ago, is it Friday or Sunday? Ojade, you are sharing how a gift that you lost, it came back. Was it Tuesday? There's a gift you used to operate, but you were not operating that way anymore. He said, after that day, he said, all of a sudden, you noticed that the gift came back. The same thing, Obina, the new leader of the Watchman prayer group, he came to me during the weekend and said, a gift that he lost some time ago before coming to this ministry, how he could sit down and you'll be seeing a lot of things. He said, it lost, but now he suddenly discovered it has come back again. Yes. When the atmosphere is right, the heart is right, that gift can be restored. I don't know how many people have lost any experience they used to have before. And you want it to be restored. Our time is up. I was hoping that I will end this sermon with the impartation. Praise the Lord. Because the gospel is practical. It's not English speaking. When I tell you God will do this, I will say stand up now, let him do it. Amen. A lot of you don't know the ministry that you are under. I pray that you will understand which ministry is this bride assembly. Because that knowledge will help you in comporting yourself here as a member of this church. You see? Some of you don't know. I have traveled around so many places in Nigeria, outside Nigeria, and I have seen end-time message churches. I have not seen any preacher of this end-time message that stood at the altar and said, receive the Holy Ghost, and anything happened. I have not seen it. I have not seen it. That's the truth. But in this church, hallelujah, while Peter yet spake, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Those of you who have not seen other message churches, you are just from your denomination, and you don't know what is going on here. That is why I encourage all of you. I say visit other inter-message churches so that you will appreciate where you are now. God has raised this church for a purpose. You are one of the reasons he raised this church. Somebody here. God is preparing a people. Hallelujah. He's preparing a people that he will use in this end time. He's gathering them. He's gathering them in this ministry. This place is part of the places he's gathering them. I don't know how many people here are ready for that move. I don't know how many people. How many? Oh! When this ministry started, put down your hand. When this ministry started, we will start service at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we will end. IK, you are there now. 8 p.m. Before we will rise and say, it's 8 p.m. People will not even know time had gone. And we are not sitting like this and hearing somebody preach for 3-4 hours. So the glory of God will come down. The people will see God raw, live. It's not now. I've been preaching since at the look time. At the preacher at the look time. The preacher at the look time. That time we don't even put the clock. If you are tired, we say, go now, leave us alone. Even when we close 8 o'clock, you go to bed, people say, Mokuna, go now. They know one go. How wonderful it is to be in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Church, remember, our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. Stand up, let's sing to be like Jesus. Don't worry, during the Holy Ghost baptism, we shall minister that grace. During the Holy Ghost baptism. Hallelujah. Is it hymn 67? What hymn is that? Hymn number 67. Can we stand up with our hymn book? Let that be our prayer. Let that be our prayer.